Okay, welcome to our retreat this week at Whale Spirit Sanctuary. We are in the month of May in the year 2019 on the Big Island of Hawaii. And we have the support of the singing birds. So as an introduction to this retreat, this Ascension Immersion Retreat, we're going to give you the protocol for accessing your oneness and your place of power. So let us begin by breathing gently in through the nose and then either exhaling out through the nose or the mouth. So we're going to ask you to place your palms facing upwards on your lap, touching your thumb and index finger together and touching the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth. This will help to accelerate and enhance your energy circuits. Now, as you breathe very gently, allow a natural divine connection with the Hawaiian Islands, with the Big Island in particular, with Goddess Pele, and also with the spirit of Haleakala Crater on Maui. And allow a gentle and easy connection with the wildlife here on the Big Island, with the elements of fire and water, the wind, the birds, all of the creatures of the jungle. And we're going to call forth your power animals, your Hawaii connection with the power animals of the islands, the turtle, nene goose, geckos, all of the bird life. We're going to call forth the inner earth of the Big Island, those that reside within the inner dimensions of the Big Island and the Hawaiian Islands in general. We're going to ask for your ancestors, your family members, your pets to join us in this activation. So we're going to disengage now from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, your intellect or your logic, and the chaos of the world. And feel as if your awareness is moving through a golden arc of light or a stargate. Moving through a portal into higher realms of awareness and understanding. So we're going to ask you to take a deep breath, release your to-do list, release all of your concerns and worries from this lifetime, just for the next 5 days, 6 days. Let go of all the things that you feel you need to do in life after you leave this retreat. Simply be here now. Another deep breath. I am here. I am now. I am. Our ancestors are here. Our guides are here. Your entourage is here. Your healing team, your comedy team, all of it. Guardian angels, your soul group, your divine compliments. They're all here. The Lemurians are here. So let us now together collectively create a stargate, if you will, a geometric stargate with our awareness. Let us create an opening . We're going to call forth the spirits of dolphin and whales. The spirit of the ocean and the bay, the spirit of Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa, I'm going to ask for you to be open to remembering your connection with Hawaii in relationship to your life purpose. In relationship to your innate gifts. Okay, gently breathe in to the solar plexus, energizing your whole stomach meridian. On the exhale, begin to release all that is of the old, that is passing away, that you are choosing to finally release. These are the burdens that you've been carrying upon your shoulders. These are the unconscious agreements with your family and ancestors to carry their pain. These are old soul agreements. Of carrying the guilt of your past generations. These are old agreements of carrying within your awareness the suffering of your peoples. From the wars, from the many wars upon this planet and in this galaxy and solar system. Take a deep breath. There's also a collective agreement of taking on the suffering of humanity. Because humanity is not conscious enough to carry their own burdens. So this is a misbelief. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to bring awareness to the base of the spine and your base chakra. We're going to call in again your entourage, your guardian angel, your soul group, and your power animals of Hawaii. And they're going to assist in your remembrance, in your awakening, free of the limitations of your physical body. Okay, we're going to call forth the pillars of light from the archangels to be placed permanently in the four corners of this retreat center for the duration of our time here, creating a very safe and sacred space to evolve, ascend, enhance, magnify, and activate. Okay, breathe in the power that will balance your base chakra, as well as your feet chakras, to include also your knees, your ankles, and your hip socket joints, including your SI joint. Okay, breathing into the sacral center, we are ascending gently up the spine, bringing with it a cleansing vibration. This is a cleansing vibration, a magnetically charged cleansing vibration that will assist, will help you to release the density from your family history. Regarding the inheritance of the planetary miasms, which include the so-called major diseases, mental health patterns or issues, the inherited psychological issues, if you will, and the general level of inherited consciousness that have been passed down through the generations, through your family line, especially those vibrations that help make one become unconscious. Or falling asleep at the wheel. So we're going to open up the doorway to your unconscious. And imagine as if you are walking into a very dark room that appears to be empty, but really is full of energy. And this energy represents your unconscious, historically speaking. And you're going to begin to gather up instinctively with your awareness. You're going to begin to gather up those elements or memories or experiences that have been buried deep in your subconscious that relate to your phobias and fears regarding being on the planet and expressing your gifts. You're going to bring it into the light. You're going to take it out of this very dark room. You're going to move back through the doorway, back into the light. Now we're going to ask your healing team to form a circle of light in your awareness. And you are in the center of the circle of light. And around you, symbolically, are masters and angels and beings, star beings. The ancients, the elders, the former earthwalkers of this planet, inner earth civilizations, bringing awareness now up to the belly button area and your low back. Going to breathe in with the power of the wind. Empowerment for the sacral center. The full empowerment of your sexuality, your ability to create deep one-to-one personal relationship connections on a divine level. This is the power of the sacral chakra. Divine connection with another on the earth plane. Now take a deep breath. Again, we're going to move through the solar plexus chakra and allowing a reset, if you will, with your connection with Creator, your divine connection with God, the Prime Source. Okay, we're going to move awareness now up to the heart. We are cleansing again the channels in the spine as we move awareness from the base of the spine up towards the heart chakra and the mid-back area. Feel this magnetic cleansing effect. It's literally rearranging, if you will, on a molecular subatomic level, the cells within your chakra system. Resetting, recalibrating to your new earth normal. Give yourself permission to begin to let go of the old energetically. It'll feel like heaviness. It'll feel like density. It'll feel just old. And you're ready now to bring in the new. Give yourself permission to release all that old energy. Now we're going to symbolically create a rainbow bridge between your heart and your brain through the throat. Now take a deep breath and begin to release subconsciously all those statements of I can't, I won't, I'm not able. Not good enough. Not worthy enough, not smart enough. Release all the I can't statements that you've made in your whole life. See it as streaming out of your field, going back to source. And release all of the anguish associated with all of the former I can't, I can'ts. Release the belief that you can't, that you're not able. Okay, we are refreshing like you do your computers. We're refreshing the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye center, and the crown. Actually, your whole chakra system. So it is a bit like restarting, shutting off, shutting down, and then turning back on with fresh energy. Releasing all corrupted files, defragmenting your hard drive, upgrading your software, deleting all files that are no longer relevant, and deleting all of your recycle bin, deleting everything in your recycle bin. Okay, breathing deeply. Now bring awareness to the center of the brain, and we're going to sit right in the center of the brain as if we are sitting in our throne that we are reclaiming our rightful position within this galactic universe, within the ascension process, not only of humanity, but of this planet, this solar system, galaxy, and universe. Okay, you're going to reclaim your brain. Reclaim your brain. Reowning your brain power. Reowning the ability to make conscious choices and decisions based on your inner knowing and your wisdom. Reclaim that you know what you know. Reclaim the power to know. Call forth your guardian angel. So ask your inner child to stand by. A going to invite him into activation number two. As well as your pets and certain family members. So allow this activation to continue to run in the background until complete. Each listening will propel you to another level of awareness and another perspective on the nature of your reality. Okay, bring awareness back to the core of the heart. Allow divine balancing of your masculine and feminine vibrations. Feel the power of the light working subatomically deep into your body as well as deep into your consciousness. As above, so below. Okay, coming back to conscious awareness. I am here, I am now, I am, and I am grateful for all assistance being given today. Allow the spirit of Hawaii, the Aloha spirit, to bless you. And to bring forth all that you are ready to receive in divine flow and divine right timing. So when you're ready, slowly begin to open the eyes. Remember to drink water. Remembering if you have to drive later on today that you are fully grounded, focused, and centered. Allow this activation to run into the background to complete. All activations are cumulative in effect, or alive and organic. They are evergreen. So let's take a moment to give thanks to all those that are here for their love and service. And so it is.